Okay, Daf Tezvov. We talked about the halacha. We said that Shmuel, that my focus Rav and Shmuel yesterday about collecting the shvach. Is it going to be considered rivers or not? And do you collect the shvach when the field was taken away from you by that it was stolen? Nimtzav she'enah shaloi. We had brought a brisa, which was we had to interpret the brisa that the brisa was talking about l'chayra gazan. And we saw in the brisa that you could collect from shvach. We said you collect from shvach en goyvin mechilas peres of shvach hakoyes l'maz nisha abanas mirchas b'shvan they tikkun oil limitz mashvi. You do collect. So Mark came out. No, we're not talking about a case of mechir. We had two pshatim over there. We're talking about collecting the gzela itself. And we had two pshatim from Rava and from Rabbi Ravuna what the case was. Either the case was that you weren't collecting the actual field because the field had bar shichim mayers dug in it, so you didn't have the actual field taken away. So when you were collecting, it means the nigzal was collecting money from the gazlan. And you could collect from the shubadim, as we'll see in a second. Rabbi Ravuna said we're talking about a case where the field was taken away from the gazlan by goyim, and it was his fault. And if there also he has to reimburse the nigzal for some money, in that case also the nigzal can collect from him for mishubadim. So the Gemara said, Derech Agav says here, we're about 10 lines down on Daf Tezvav. So Ben LeRava, Ben LeRava Ravuna, Milva Peu. L'chir, a nigzal collecting from a gazlan. When you steal from someone, normally if you steal karka, so you just get the karka back. It's very straightforward. In these special cases, you're not getting the karka back because the karka is ruined or the karka was taken by goyim. So what kind of shibud now does the nigzal have on the gazlan? It's not a shtar. L'chir, it's a milval peh. And if it's a milval peh, ain't a goyim nechos mishubadim. And the price was very clear that you're collecting the achilas peres and shvach karkois you're collecting from nechosim b'nei cherim, but everything, the karka itself was very clear. The brisa you're collecting from the chasim and shubadim. Why? The chayr, it's only a milval pen. You should not have to be able to collect from the kuchas. Some of you are right. Halkmai eskin kishama bedin. We're talking about that there he went to Bezdin. Once Bezdin, the whole idea of not collecting from the kuchas without a shtar is because the kuchas don't know that such a thing exists to be careful. Once you went to Bezdin, and Bezdin paskin, that makes a kol. And now if the gazlan goes ahead and sells some karka, then the nigzal can go collect from those kuchas. They should have known that there's a lien already mitam de Bezdin. In fact, the Gemara, Hakshama Avdin, others of Yachi Peres Nami. Right? So then why do we say that you can only collect the actual karka, but you can't collect the shvach or the peiris? L'chair, once Bezdin paskin that this field belongs to the nigzal, and the gazlan is supposed to give it back, and now, again, he doesn't have what to give back because the field's not here, so he has to pay back money, and now he goes ahead, he has to pay back both the karka value and the peiris value. So if Bezdin paskin on the peiris value as well, then you should be able to collect the peiris value from the chasim mishubadim also. And the brisa clearly said, peiris, achilas, peiris, you're not collecting from mishubadim, you only collect from b'nei chayrim. Says the Gemara, kishama b'din ala ken, v'layma b'din ala peiris. So talking about where they only had a psak din on the karen, and they didn't have a psak din on the peiris, and therefore the peiris are considered a no koil, and therefore it is a milval peh, and therefore you only collect from b'nei chayrim. Fractasis is not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says you collect Lachiris Paris, but they tikkun ha'olam. According to what we're saying now, it's not a tikkun ha'olam issue. The Paris is a milval peh. The karka is a milva b'shtar because it like a milva b'shtar because it's on a bedin. So why is that tikkun ha'olam? Taisa says, because you could have said that once we paskin on the karka, that automatically makes the Paris into something that has a coil as well. But they took it to Olam, since it's not a fixed value, you don't know how much it is, because also we don't take it that far. And that's what it means, that they took it to Olam. Says, well, my Pasko, why would you have such a case? That you have a psak din only on the karka, but not on the peiris. So, mastama de milsa, kitava inchi, karnatava bresha. The person is, first, the most interesting thing that the nigzal is interested in is getting his karka back. Then he could say, okay, now he goes into the karka. He sees that the peiris are missing. He sees that whatever was gone. Now he can make a second din to try to get back the peiris. But the first din he would have would be on the karka only, and therefore the karka, once it's amud bedin, and echnami, then it would be considered a ke'ilu, a milva v'shtar, and you'd be collect from the chasim mishubad. Says the Gemara, v'savar shmur lekech migazin lesle shvacha. We said yesterday, that was the whole sugya, that if you have a field that was taken, that you bought, that turns out it was never really the merchus to sell. So Shmuel said, obviously, you get your money back, but you don't get the shvach back, Shmuel said, because it's the problem of ribbis. It looks like you gave him money, 100 shekel, and he's giving you back 110. That was the ribbis question we had yesterday. Says, v'amalei, it's not true. Shmuel himself, paskin alektiv. V'amalei Shmuel, Rav Chinna bar Shilat, he said to that who was the cipher in his Bezdin. Imlech, when you have someone coming to you to write a shtar like this, you should ask him because of, and if he says to you, then you should write Shufra, Shvacha, Veperit. Shufa means that you're going to collect from the idius. Shvacha, that you collect the shvach. And peres, you could also collect the peres. When the field gets taken away from you, and you improved it, or the field gets taken away from you, and you have peres growing on it, then you can go back and collect from the meicher who ended up selling you the wrong thing, or something that was not his. Now, b'mai, when was Shmuel saying this? Iba bal choiv, if we're talking about a case that he's saying you should write these things into a shtar choiv, that it, I mean, that if it's going to be taken away by a choiv, says the Mar, bal choiv, mi isle peres. Bal Chayv doesn't get to take the pears. If Bal Chayv comes to the Lekuches to take the field away from a field that was sold by the Levit to somebody else, he takes the Karka, he takes the Shvach, but he never gets the pears. That we said, those pears are considered Mitaltalin, and he doesn't get to collect from them. So there'd be no possibility of him, of the Lekech losing the pears, and therefore there's no question of him going to collect back. So it wouldn't make any sense to write that in the Shtar. Vomer Shmuel Bal Chayv Gervis a Shvach, and we learn Shvach in Aval Peres Loi. So, clearly, when Shmuel told Rav Chanina bar Shilas to write it into the shtar, he was talking about if it gets taken away by a gazlan. And what is the gazlan taking over there? You say the nigzal is taking back everything, and the lokech is going back to the gazlan to collect the shvach. Now, according to Shmuel, collecting the shvach in that case would be ribis. So, what do you do? So, Rav Yosef, says a whole way around the whole ribis question. The whole ribis question was, you bought a field that turns out was a fake sale. So basically, we look at it as if you gave to the merchant 100 shekel, and now he's giving you back 110. We said that's ribis. Said it depends. Kagon sheyesh lei karka. If the merchant over here had karka, Rashi is like gazlin, so then it is as if he's not giving you back money, 110. He's giving you back karka. It's not 100% clear in Rashi. Does he actually have to pay you back in karka? Or just because he has karka, it's good enough that you have a shibud on his karka? Rashi says, I'll read the Lashon of Rashi. So again, it's not 100% clear from Rashi if you're paying back karka. So I gave you 100 shekel. You pay me back 110, which is the 100 plus the shvach. But if you give it back to me in karka, that doesn't look like ribis. It looks like I'm buying a field from you, and you gave me a cheaper price, and that's not such a ribis problem. So I'm like, what do you mean? Mutter, Lilvois, sub is sub, a makam shesh karka? Just because you have karka, therefore it's not ribis. The classic case of ribis drabonin is sub is sub, where I lend you a kilo of flour and you give me back a month later a kilo of flour, which could be a ribis problem. It could be that kilo of flour is worth more later on when you pay it back to me. So if I have karka, that solves that problem? We never see anywhere, we'll see in Mitzvah Shem and Ezra and Eshech, we never see that that's a solution. I'm letting out. This, again, when it comes to ribis derabbanan, it all depends on what it looks like. When I give you a pound of flour, a kilo of flour, and you give it back to me, that very much looks like a halva. It looks like a ribis-oriented situation, and therefore having karka doesn't help. In our case over here, it's not really a ribis question. It's no halva. In our case, you sold me a piece of land. Turns out you didn't really sell me a piece of land. You tricked me, and now I paid you, and I'm going to try to get the money back, etc. So instead, it ends up looking ke'ilu like ribis. But really over here, it's a sale. Really over here, there's no halva going on. And therefore, as long as we can reduce how much it looks like ribis by saying it's ke'ilu, you paid back karka, and it looks more like a sale than like halva, that also solves the problem. Ikadami, another way to solve the problem. When the lekech bought the field from the meicher didn't just say, I'll be responsible to pay you back if something gets taken away from me, the field, by a nigzal. He actually made a kinyan. And if he made a kinyan and said, I'm going to pay you the shvach if it ever gets taken away from you, lechatchila, then already it's ke'ilu is mechuyev it before he actually even paid the money. So it's definitely not going to be a ribis question over there. Ribis is normally, you're holding onto my money for a certain amount of time. You have to pay me back what we call schar agar naturle. You hold onto my money, you pay me back the value of the money over time. But here, I was mechayev to pay you before you ever gave me the money. So that's not a ribis question. So does that help by sabasa? If I give you a kilo of flour and you make a kinyan to pay me back the higher value, are you allowed to pay me back the higher value? Of course not. So no, again, it just depends what it looks like. Sabasa looks more like a halva, so these two ways of getting around it by karka or kinyan miyadi won't help. But over here, we're really, 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 it's a business deal. It's a business deal that went bad. We're just afraid it looks like ribis. If you can get around it looking like ribis, but so therefore coming out that even though Shmuel said you have a ribis question of collecting the shvach when the field gets taken away in this case, if you can make it somehow not look like ribis because you have karka or you have kinyan miyadi, that would be a case where Shmuel is maida, you could go ahead and collect the shvach from the meicher who sold you a field that was worth nothing.
Gufa. Now let's go back to the Baal Chayiv case. Amar Shmuel, Baal Chayiv Greves Hashvach. We said a Baal Chayiv comes to collect money from the Lekuchas. He could take away the field, and he could take away the Shvach in that field. And then we debated, then we talked about the Lekach now going back to the Meicher to collect the money that he lost. But the Baal Chayiv is taking the Shvach. Amar Rav Teda. And I'll show you that this is the case, and I'll explain to you why that's the case. Shekach Chosv Le Meicher Lo Lekach. He said, the truth is, we have a problem over here. Right? Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Shimon buys the field, it's his field, no question, and he improves the field, he invests in the field, he improves the field. Comes along, Levi, who Reuven owed money to the Baal Chayiv, and takes the field away from Shimon. Why should Shimon lose that Shvach? Why? It's not really fair. Make Shimon lose the field. I understand the field is already Meshubin. But the Shvach that Shimon put into the field, why should he lose that to Levi? Terence says the Gemara, because he's protected. And because he's protected, and he's not really going to lose the money anyways, that's why we let the Baal Chayiv come and get it. Because the Meicher, Reuven, writes to the Lekech, Shimon, Ano Ikum, I will make this field stand to you. The Ashbi, Rashi says, Lashon, I'll make it good quiet. The Adki, I'll be Metairet. The Amrik, and I'll clean it. Meaning, I'll make sure that this is a totally sealed, clean deal. Zvini, Ilon, Inun, Vamaleon, and also the Maleon, the work you put into it. The Shvecheon, and the Shvach you put into it. The Ikum, Kadamach, and I'll make it stand for you with sweet. Zvina, Donava, Kiblu, Aloya, Makabla myself, and make sure that this deal stands. So even though I'm selling you a piece of field now that might be taken away by someone I owe money to, don't worry, I'll take care of it for you. And therefore, since the Keach over here is not really going to be losing the Shvach, he's going to be able to collect the Shvach back from the Meicher, therefore, we allow the Baal Chayiv to come get it. That all makes sense. Your svara, when Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and he wrote a shtar in it, and he wrote all this nusach over here that I'm a kabbal achrayis for the field and for the shvacha. Huh? So now, since Shimon's not going to lose the money, therefore we let the Baal Chayiv come and take it. What if Reuven gave the field to Shimon b'matana? You don't write achrayis on a matana. Here, thank you very much. Use it. It is what it is. In that case, are you going to say the Baal Chayiv cannot come collect from Shimon? Sounds like you're going to say that. Now that's very strange, says the Gemara. I'm lay in. Yes. I'm lay v'chiyofa kayach matana mimecher. Which one has better kayach? When I pay for something or when I get it as a present? Normally when I pay for something, I have more kayach than when I get it as a present. And over here, when I paid for it, you're taking it away from me. When I get it as a present, you're not taking it away from me. That's sort of backwards logic. I'm lay in. Yofa v'yofa. This logic works out that way. This logic works out that way because by a matana, I gave it to you, and you don't write a shtar achrayis on it, of course, then it's not fair. Yes, the field gets taken away, but the shvach that I put into it, you have no right to take it away from me because you have no right to cause me that extra loss. Whereas by the case of the mecher, you're actually not going to be caused a loss because you have recourse to go back to the other guy. So it turns out in this case, an echanami, that a matana, in some level, is stronger, ironically, than a mecher. Amar of Nachman, Hamas Nisim Sayyid Mar Shmuel. We have a Braisa Lechara that proves Mar Shmuel's point that a Baal Chayiv could be Kerner the Shvach. Vahuna Chaver Muklam Melachuna. But Huna and his friends, they sort of twisted the Braisa another way. Because the Braisa is as follows. Hamaycher Soda Lechaver. So Reuven sells the field to Shimon. And now it gets taken away from Shimon by one of Reuven's people. Now, it can be taken away from Shimon because Reuven stole the field that was never his to begin with. Or it can be taken away from Shimon because Reuven had a debt. And the Baal Chayiv came and collected from Shimon. It's not clear from the Braisa which case we're talking about. So we're assuming, Shmuel says, it has to be talking about a lekeach. And it says, Kishuhu goyve, when he collects the money that was taken away from him, goyve sakar menachasim shubadim, v'shvach goyve menachasim menachayim. So according to Shmuel, it can't be talking about a gazan, because by a gazan we say you don't collect the shvach. It must be talking about a Baal Chayiv. And by a Baal Chayiv you see that he's losing the field with the shvach, and now he can go back to the Meicher to collect the field and the shvach. So you see, mamash like Shmuel, that a Baal Chayiv takes the shvach, and then the lekeach comes and collects it back from the Meicher. V'hun chavrin, they'll argue, mukulam b'demili achrina, they'll change pshat in the braisa, but lekeach megazlin, because they hold like Rav, that Rav said yesterday, there's no ribbis issue over here, and the gazlin takes the field with the shvach, of course, and you can go back and collect from them, and then you have no problem of ribbis over there, the way Rav Huna and the way Rav explained it yesterday. Just to point out one thing, which is very important throughout the sugya, Rashi stresses a few times, is that there's a fundamental difference by shvach, whether we're talking about a stolen field or a field with a lien on it. A field with a lien on, Reuven sells Shimon a field, and there's a lien from Levi on this field. Lamaisa, the sale is a good sale. And therefore, Lamaisa, right now, the field belongs to Shimon. And if Shimon improves the field, that improvement is his. You could, it might be it's Meshubah to somebody else, but it's his now. Whereas when the field was stolen, and therefore the field never belonged to Reuven in the first place. It always really belonged to Levi. When Shimon's improving the field, he's actually improving Levi's field. And Levi says, that shvach is mine. As we'll see in a second, I might have to pay you for the expenses that you laid out to improve my field. But Lamaisa, those expenses are automatically Levi's. That's not a debate. Whereas Baal Balchoy, we could debate whether he has a lien on that new shibud or not. That's an interesting question. And if you want to think about it a little further, is where does he have a lien on that shvach? That shvach didn't exist at the time of the loan. That shvach is like a dover shaloi bali oilam yet. Where does that shvach even have the ability to have a lien on it? It's a very interesting question the Achayim discuss. Just want to point out the fundamental difference between a lien based on a gazlin, which is his shvach, and a lien based on a bachoy, which is not his shvach. He's just trying to collect from it. Tani Ida, we have another Bryce. Bryce says, Amaycher Sodel Chaveri, Vishpicha. Okay, so Reuven sells the field to Shimon. Shimon improves the field. Now the Balchayv of Reuven comes and takes it away from Shimon. Kishuhu Goyve. So now it says, Kishuhu Goyve, when he collects. So Ima Shvach, now there's the first time the Bryce starts to differentiate between the amount that the field went up in price and the expenses that were invested to make that happen. So Ima Shvach Yoser Ali Yetzia. If the profit, the field was worth 100, and I sold it to, Reuven sells it to Shimon for 100. Shimon goes ahead and invests $5 in it. And now it goes up to be worth 120. So $5 of investment, $15 of profit. Now the field gets taken away from Shimon by Levi. So what? So now he takes this field, he goes back to Reuven and says, you owe me $100 for the field. That's no question. Now, I also lost the shvach, the $20. Who pays me now that $20? Says the Bryce says something interesting. According to Shmuel, it was Mashra, it all goes to the Baal Chayiv, and your recourse of the $20 is on to Reuven. That's what the Bryce says. Im ha-shvach yoyser atzi, if there was more profit than investment, noito ta shvach mi bala karka, v'yetzi mi Baal Chayiv. I can actually say to the Baal Chayiv, look, you took the field back, you had a lien on the field. I improved your field. The halacha is in general. If I go into your field without you asking and improve your field, you have to pay me the lesser of the profits or the expenses. So if I invested $10 in your field, you owe me $10. Right? Even though I didn't ask you, you didn't give me permission, I invested into your field, it helped you, you owe me $10. Here also, the Shimon could say to Levi the Bachoiv, you took the field away from me, you owe me the expenses. I invested in that field. I put a watering system in, whatever it is, you owe me that money. Now, but the field went up much more than $4, $5. It went up $20. The extra 15, that he collects back from the Meicher. Because the field, you took away a field from me that was worth much more. And you said you're going to pay me from the Shvach based on the agreement we had on the Shtar. So you split up that 20, 5 you collect the expenses from the Baal Chayiv, and 15 you collect from the Meicher Reuven. V'miyatziri yisera l'shvach. Let's say he did an investment, but it didn't work out. It actually did not go up to the value of the investment. Didn't even make it that far. Then he goes to Baal Chayiv, and the Baal Chayiv doesn't even have to pay him the full investment. He only has to pay him how much the field improved. So he invested $5. It only went up $4. The Baal Chayiv only has to pay him $4, the lesser of the amount. Now, this is not like Shmuel. Shmuel clearly said that the Baal Chayiv takes the Shvach, and it was Mashma, the recourse is only back on the Meicher. And here we see the recourse is also onto the Baal Chayiv. This is not like Shmuel, how is Shmuel going to lend this price? It was taken away by someone who says it was your field to begin with. So Kasha Reisha. The Reisha makes no sense. There'd be no Shvach to pay. Why? Damar Shmuel Baal Chayiv goyves a Shvach legamri. And the Baal Chayiv doesn't have to pay even the expenses. Shmuel never said anything about paying expenses. And here we see, you're paying expenses. Two terutzim. Iba yisema, v'lakeach migazlin. No, we're talking about your pekeach migazlin. And as we just explained, sometimes you could pay shvach to the gazlin. Gan sheish karka. You know, we should cut him yodi if you made a kinyin or if there's karka and there's no ribis issue. And maybe that's how Shmuel's going to learn the brisa. But anechami Baal Chayiv, there's going to be no issue whatsoever. But the Baal Chayiv gets all the shvach and you don't have to pay him anything. The Gemara is going to try two terutzim. So there's three types of crops growing on a field. There's crops which just started growing on the field, which is 100% considered part of the field. The Baal Chayiv takes those. There's crops which totally are finished growing, don't need the field at all. The Baal Chayiv has no right to take that at all, because that's already considered metalplim. There's shvach which grew, let's say, 90, 95%. It needs the field a little bit, but for the most part, it's already ripe. That stuff, the Baal Chayiv can take, but he has to pay the expenses for. So maybe that's the case where he has to pay the expenses when it hasn't fully grown, but it's 90, 95% grown. So it's a nice answer, but it's not true. Shmuel said the Baal Chayiv could take it all, even Magila Ketafayim, and he doesn't have to, does not have to pay any of the expenses. That's not a good teretz. So Maloy Kasha, you're right. Because it's a fundamental question we haven't asked now. In all these cases where the Baal Chayiv is coming to collect the field, and we say he gets the improvements on the field as well, he gets the 120, how much was the loan that he's collecting for? We never talked about that. Was the loan 100, and he really gets the field as 100, and now he's taking above and beyond the loan, he's getting this extra $20 extra? Or was the loan itself originally $120? And it's just a question of, can he collect from the field plus the shvach or not? Says him, well, that's the answer. Says the Gemara Lekasha, Had the Masik Be Kishir Ara Ushvacha. If the loan itself was 120, so then the Baal Chayiv gets all 120, he doesn't have to pay anything. Had the Loya Masik Be El Kishir Ara. If the loan was only 100, but he gets to take the field and the shvach along with it, the Yavle Shvach Masalikle, then he has to pay back the value of the shvach. There's a fundamental difference here. He takes the field with the shvach in it. He has to pay the lokeach back the cash for the shvach that he took. Now Rashi says over here, therefore we're changing the price a little bit. The price was mashmi only paid the expenses. But now that we're saying that it's not that you, it's not a question of paying expenses. It's a question of the loan was only 100, so then it doesn't really mean you pay the expenses. It really means you pay the entire shvach back. That whole idea that Shmuel said, that a Baal Chayiv takes the field plus the shvach, is only when the field plus the shvach is equal to the amount that he's owed. But if he's only owed the amount of the field, then he takes the shvach, because it's all part of the field, but he has to pay cash back to the lekeach for that he took. So that's interesting. Why does he get a right to pay cash and not just take less field? There's a machlokes in a case where the Baal Chayiv goes to the Leivin, says, pay me up. Leivin says, I have no money. Okay, I'm going to the Lekuches. Can the Lekuches, this case Shimon, can he pay off the Baal Chayiv cash or not? Or can the Baal Chayiv say, you took a field that has a lien on it, my field. You can't pay me with cash. I want the field. Everybody always prefers real estate over cash. So if you hold that he cannot pay back the Baal Chayiv, so then Shapir. So then really who owns this field? The field is really owned by the Baal Chayiv, and he gets the field, and he could just pay off to the lekeach over here a little bit of cash. If you hold that it really is not belong to the Baal Chayiv, this field. And if the lekeach wants, he could pay the Baal Chayiv cash. So who really owns the field? The lekeach owns the field. If the lekeach owns the field, why should he lose the whole field, including the shvach? Namely, ilu hayali zuzi, if I would have had money, masokin amikular, I would have never given you the field in the first place. Hashu the lesli zuzi, if I don't have cash, havli garba de ara kishir shvachoi. If the field is worth 120 with the shvach, so then you should take 100 shekel, $100 worth of the field, and leave me over the 4 or 5% of the field that's worth the extra 20. Why do you get to take the whole field and then pay me cash? This is ke'ilu my field. I owe you 100 shekel because of the loan that Reuven had. So take 100 shekel worth of field. Leave me the rest of the field. If he wants, I should be able to say, give me this little 5% of the field. Why do we lose the whole field? So I mean, you're right. If it was a regular case of a lien on a field, that means anything he says will have a lien on it, then you're right. Then in this case, the lekeach can say, I'm not giving you the whole field, I'm only giving you the 90%. But if it's an apoytiki means when Reuven lent the money, borrowed the money to begin with, he said the shibud is only on this field. And when the shibud's only on this field, then we treat the field like it belongs to the Baal Chayiv the whole time. And if it treats the field like it belongs to the Baal Chayiv the whole time, then there's no question that the lekeach cannot pay him off and get him out of the field. And therefore the field is all belongs to the Baal Chayiv, but he has to pay cash to the lekeach for the amount that it went up in vice.
It was worth more from the original person.
Who was
what?
You have to say names. Sorry, Reuven was the Meicher and the Leiver.
What?
Reuven is the Meicher and the Leiver.
Okay, so if Reuven still had the field,
yes,
sold it,
yes,
and the loan was only $100, but the field went off by Reuven to 120.
It seems to be he could take the whole field. It seems to be. I'm not 100% sure. It seems to be he could take the whole field because the shvach happened later, and then also in that case he would have to pay Reuven for that extra money. It sounds like it. That's what it sounds like. This morning, you're right. Interesting question. Sounds like that from this morning. Wouldn't make a difference. So, what about a worst case? Till now, we've been talking about a case where you bought a field. You thought it belonged to Reuven. Turns out it was stolen crop, fields, like we had in case yesterday. Then we had a question. You pay the rivers, you not pay the rivers. What about if you knew 100% the field was stolen? We can prove that you knew. You knew the whole time. And you went through the deal anyways. Now what happens? So, Hikar ba, shena shaloi, v'lokha, amarav, most eshe shvachilai. Rav says in this case, the money that you gave, you get back. We'll see why in a second. But the shvach, you definitely don't get back. You don't get back any shvach over here in this case. If it was clear that you knew the field was dead, you knew you were investing in a field that wasn't anything good, and it might even be a more of a ribbis question now, because now it's really a loan, because you really thought, knew, that there wasn't really a deal going on here. Shmuel amar filo mos ein lei. Shmuel says, forget the shvach. You don't even get your money back. You know the field was stolen. You went to Reuven and bought a field that he stole. You knew it was stolen. You don't even get your money back from Reuven. Why? Rav saw the other midah shekarka ein lei. I knew that this was a stolen piece of field. So why am I buying it? The gamaver nasan l'shem pikada. And the answer is that I didn't really want to buy the field. Just I'm going away for 6 months and I don't want to leave cash around my house and I can't find someone to watch my money. So here I'm going to do a deal. I'll go to Reuven, give him the cash for the stolen field, and then in 6 months from now when I come back from my business trip, I'll go back to him and say, hey, you sold me a stolen field, give me my money back. And meanwhile, in the interim, he watched my money for me. And that's what I'm trying to do. Says Mavalemilay the Shumpikadan. So just say, watch my money. He might not want to watch my money, but now I could trick him into what? So who's tricking who now? It's not that Reuven's tricking Shimon. Shimon's tricking Reuven. Okay? And therefore you can get your money back because you gave it to him l'shem pikadon. Shmuel says, no, same idea but worse. Ad mideh shekarka ein lei. I know that it's not his field. V'gamar v'nasan l'shem matana. When I gave him the money, clearly I knew he was a poor guy and he is a gazan and he's running around stealing fields. I want to give him stucca. So you don't have l'mana chai around here. So how do I give him stucca? I go ahead and I ke'ilu buy the field off of him. But I don't mean to get the money back. I mean to give it to him as a present. And therefore, later on when I come say, give me the money back, no. You meant to give it as a present, Bezdin says. So just give it as a present. You don't want to embarrass the guy. And therefore, you made this whole shtick. So Shmuel says, it's a present, you don't get the money back. Rav says, this is exact same achleikis. We have him sech this kedushin. The itmar, mekadesh achleikis, someone who's mekadesh their sister. He gives his sister a fancy diamond ring. Everybody knows you can't be Makadosh, your sister. So why is he giving his sister a diamond ring? And it doesn't even work. Rav Amamoyes Chayzen, Shmuel Amamoyes Matana. Rav says you can get the ring back. Shmuel says, no, you meant to give it to her as a present. Same Achleikas. Rav Amamoyes Chayzen, Eldam Yadeh and Kedushin Tefs Machayzen. Everybody knows the ring does not work as a Kedushin to the sister. The Gamal Nasser should be called. You're giving it to her to watch. Of a name Allah should be called. Tell her to watch it. She's not going to agree to watch it. But if you trick her, then she'll watch it for 6 months while you're away. Shmuel Amar, the same Asmar. Most Matana, Amidan Shekdushin Tavs Machai. So, Vigamal, Shematana, he meant to give it to her as a present. Vename Alama Shematana. So, we said, Ksifla Milsa. She's embarrassed to take the ring, and therefore you give it to Matana. So, what do you see? Okay. The same Machlaikis we have by Kedushin, we have over here in our case by the stolen property. So, is there a Chiddish between these two cases? Yeah, Tzrich. Dietmar Bahab, Hakam Aravloy, of the Inchid, the Av Matana Sanukhra. In a case where you're giving a ring to your sister, maybe over there it's a present. But when you're giving a present to some stranger as tzedakah, that's a little harder to swallow. And maybe you wouldn't say it over there. That by a sister you mean to give it as a present. Only by a sister you mean as a present. By a stranger you mean to give it as a pikadim. So tzrich. But the whole story is fishy. Bein the Rav damar pikadim, bein the Shmuel damar matana. What happened over here? So either you're trying to give it as a matana, or you're trying to give it as a pikadim. But lemaisa, you bought the field, and you lived in this stolen property field for the next 6 months. So, like, what was your justification for that? It sounds like there's something else going on here. Like, even though you knew it was stolen, there's something else going on. What's the pshat? Says the one, no big deal. Says what was his justification in his own mind for taking the field and living in it and eating in it? I'll tell you why. I will move into the field and work and eat the field. It's not affecting the Nigzal anymore. The field was stolen. Reuven has it. Whatever reason, the Nigzal wasn't Tavei Reuven yet. So I want to have Reuven watch my money. I want to give Reuven a present so I can Krum, Svara, I can justify in my mind taking stolen property even for a short period of time. Because look, Lamaisa was never going back to whoever stole him from right now. Reuven was eating it anyway, so instead of Reuven eating it, I'll eat it. But Lamaisa, that's sort of the justification in your mind. When he comes back, we'll give it back to him. So in the interim, you can come up with such a crazy svara. You're trying to give stock to the guy by taking stolen property. That's how, you know, illogical sometimes people can think. I'm a Rava. How do we paskin from all these last two daf gemara? Hilchasa yesh emos v'yesh shvach, by a stolen field that you did not know was stolen. We paskin not like Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. It's not ribbis. It's not ribbis. You can get back your money and you can get back the shvach. Shmuel said you have to ask the cipher to write in the shtar that you're collecting the shvach. You don't even have to ask it at all. Makes no difference whatsoever. It's built in. If you knew it was stolen, so most days, so you get your money back. Then, again, passing like Rav, you do not get your money back in that case, because then clearly, it's a ribbis question, you didn't mean it. Achrayis to sofu, achrayis to sofu, if you did not write in the shtar, bein b'shtar yavo, bein b'shtar mekach. Again, not like Shmuel. All these halachos are passing not like Shmuel, that achrayis to sofu, bein b'mekach, bein b'alva makes no difference. You should have written it in, and if you didn't write it in, it doesn't matter. It's kilu, it's there. And we said you could collect shvach in all these cases. Okay, we'll stop here.